Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Schiano not going to Tennessee. That's a bit odd. Dan Mullen will go to Florida. That makes a lot of sense. Chip Kelly, UCLA. That makes the most sense. To make sense of it all, we welcome in Kevin McGuire, NBC's College Football Talk. Kevin on CFB on Twitter. Kevin, good evening to you, friend.
Good evening, and I will say we'll try to make sense of this all because it's been pretty crazy these last 48 hours, really.
Well, tell me what you know about what happened with Greg Schiano here, because I think, and I'll say it, and you don't have to comment on this. I'll make my own comment at midnight. I think a lot of people, I think because college football fans will do this, I think that some people conveniently latched onto something that was deplorable just because they didn't want Greg Schiano to be their head football coach, but is Tennessee that bad where that this is maybe the best that they can get? Because as far as just football, I thought it made sense. Some people are really hot in Tennessee about that decision to go after a guy like Schiano.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think Greg Schiano, I think, is a guy that should be a head coach somewhere. And I thought, I don't know if Tennessee's actually the best fit for him, but I wasn't surprised to hear his name being thrown in there as a guy that they were looking for and ready to sign and agreed and announced as their head coach. So, because I figured he was going to be a guy that's, he's been out of the head coaching game at the college ranks for a while, but he's certainly a guy that has some success in that position. So I was a little surprised by that. And then the fan reaction was just insane, I think. And, I agree. I think the story that they were latching onto wasn't exactly as grounded as a lot of people probably perceived it to be. And for whatever reason, when the public comes out lashing out like that, some people have to make some answers. They're, make some hard decisions. And I guess Tennessee decided it's not worth it at this point to go through the PR disaster and meltdown that it was becoming within their fan base.
So how good a job is it, honestly, Kevin? Because I got Arkansas that's here, Florida State's a maybe, or Texas A&M. That's kind of like an either or thing. Nebraska's there. Florida just got filled by Dan Mullen. UCLA's just got filled. Where does Tennessee fall here?
I honestly feel like Tennessee's a pretty good job that's out there on the market. And I think there's a lot of reasons to think that Tennessee's probably a better job overall than a lot of the jobs that are out there right now. Again, I think that UCLA's probably has potential to be the better job. And I think Florida's probably a better job too. But I mean, Tennessee's right in the same conversation as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's not like we're talking about Alabama or Ohio State or something like that. I think Tennessee's in a pretty good tier right now. I know things have not been going well for them on the football field, but I think when you look at all the facilities they have, all the support that they clearly have behind that program, I think there's a lot of reasons to like the job possibilities that Tennessee has. You just have to have the right leadership in place to help you gain some confidence and build your program the way that you want it to go and have the faith that you're going to be backed up along the way. That's something that a lot of schools have some problems with sometimes, and I think that's something that Tennessee has to address itself.
All right, what can a school like Nebraska realistically get?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't think, Nebraska is not the same program it once was. I think over time, college football has evolved away from what made Nebraska so successful for so long. So, again, I think it's a good job, but it's probably not the same level quite as Tennessee. It might be below Tennessee. But I think that they can – if they don't get Scott Frost, I'd be very curious to see where they go here. I think a guy that may actually make some pretty good sense might actually be Brett Bielema, given his history in the Big Ten and kind of similar tendencies of what you would expect from Nebraska with what he did at Wisconsin. I think – that would actually be a pretty interesting hire. It probably would not sell very well with Nebraska fans, but I don't think they would be lashing out the way the Tennessee fans did.
Why do I want Mike Leach to stay at Washington State and not want him to go to Arkansas? Is it just because he's so laid back?
I think that's part of it. I think he's in a pretty good spot at Washington State, and as much fun as it would be to see Mike Leach in the coaching carousel in the SEC, I just don't think he has the You know, I don't think he wants to put up with that down there. I think that would be just a completely different world that he would be stepping into. Not to say he wouldn't be successful with it, but that just doesn't seem like the right mold for him and his personality and the way that he does things. I think he would get easily annoyed with all the media pressure that would come with any job in the SEC. And I think certainly with Arkansas, the way things have been going there, I think I wouldn't be shocked if he finds a new job somewhere. But I think he's got a pretty good gig right now at Washington State.
Who's your top four right now for the college football playoff?
All right, so let's figure this one out, right? So I'm going to go Clemson number one, and I put out Oklahoma number two, followed by Auburn. I'm okay if you want to mix up those three in any order. I have no debate about that. And number four, I'm leaning towards Wisconsin because I got to give respect for a 12-0 regular season. I know the level of competition hasn't exactly been up to par, but you get through the season 12-0, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, I think, ahead of any team with one loss or even two losses. So we'll see what they do this week. But as of right now, that's where I'm standing with my top four.
Ooh, I like that greatly. I really, really do. Kevin McGuire joining us, NBC's College Football Talk. Kevin on CFB on Twitter. What's the best rivalry in college football? Is it the Iron Bowl or is it the game?
I'm going to say Army Navy, but if I'm choosing,
well, okay,
those two,
because that's special. So I always say, because anytime we ask best rivalries, I say you can't say Army Navy just because it's Army Navy. So I'm sorry, yeah, I should have made that clear earlier. So which one? Ohio State, Michigan, Iron Bowl, Palmetto Bowl. If you can get me on that one, go ahead. What do you got?
No, I'll say historically speaking, I would go with Ohio State, Michigan, but I think over the last decade, I don't think there's any question it's the Iron Bowl. Auburn, Alabama, you've seen the stakes be as high as they have been on a regular basis in those games, especially this past weekend. And you know, how many times has that winner gone on to play for the SEC championship? A decent amount of times. And we've got some really good memories from this game and the series, especially over the last decade. And obviously, it's got some good history to itself, too. But you know, for me right now, if I'm picking and ranking them right now, I'm going with the Iron Bowl, number one.
Jim Harbaugh, you know there's going to be offers for college. Like, there will be at least openings in the NFL, and there will be contacts with an agent. We might hear a couple of things here and there. Would he dare leave Michigan not beating Ohio State?
I think he could dare it, but I don't know if he's going to be leaving. I think he's probably in a pretty good spot in Michigan. I know he gets a lot of criticism, and I think deservedly so, for his record against the key rivals. But I feel like it's going to be pretty hard for him to leave Michigan for just any NFL job. Now, if he finds one that really stands out to him for some reason, I'd be curious to see what he does. But he's getting handsomely paid at Michigan. He's got a really good life in Michigan right now. The alma mater thing, you know, I don't know how much value that really has, but I do think it's worth considering. But if he wants another crack at the NFL, I can see him with the personality to, you know, go ahead and flirt with it. I think he had some success in the NFL. And,
well, you know, Kevin, I seriously think it's more the outsiders, the more media guys like me, more the outside fans that are critical of him and what he's done at Michigan than any one of the boosters, any one of the fan base have. Yeah. I think they know they got themselves a really good coach. He's got to find a quarterback, and he needs to find one desperately there because, you know, talking to some people who were up there yesterday, they go back to the locker room and it's like a puzzle with 1,000 pieces, and they just can't get it solved, but they know they're close to beating Ohio State at some point here.
I think that's perfectly fair. And look at what he's done with this program. He has done some really good work with them. And obviously this year was supposed to be a step back from what they did last season because of all the roster turnover. He's still, you know, putting his footprint on this program with recruiting and developing the talent. And you saw what he did at Stanford. He's going to be able to do that in Michigan. I think he's doing that just fine. Obviously, the offense is a work in progress still. And there's some fair value in criticizing him for that. But I think, you know, defensively, this is as sound a program as you're going to find right now. And they're going to figure things out. I really do believe that. I think he's a good enough coach. The staff is there. I trust that he's going to figure something out. Next year's going to be huge, though. Let's see what he does next year. You know, we'll see if he gets over the hurdle, maybe with Ohio State, maybe again with Michigan State, see what he does against Penn State. I think that there's going to be some interesting headlines and storylines that we're going to follow with Harbaugh more in 2018. But I'm not going to be too critical of him just yet.
John Gruden never going to coach again?
I don't know. I really don't think so. Yeah, you know, it's fun to talk about, and I would love to see him as a head coach again, but honestly, he's got a really good job with what he's doing right now in the NFL, on the Monday Night Football booth. So, and I think he's enjoying that. And I certainly, I'll put it this way: if he's ever going to come back in coaching again, it's going to be in the NFL. It's not going to be in college.
See, why would he want to go back and have a general manager and an owner and fans he's got to make happy? I mean, really, how? Why would you? I mean, how much money does he make with ESPN right now? A boatload, right?
Yeah, he's making some good money there. I don't know the exact number, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, so, it's a buttload.
He doesn't have to answer to too many people with what he's doing right now. I mean, obviously he has bosses, but he can get kind of burned out, I think, in that lifestyle. But there's just something about him where I wouldn't be shocked if he comes back to coaching, gets another stab at an NFL job. But like I said, if he's coming back to coaching, he's not going to go through the recruiting process in the college game. He's going to do it in the NFL, where he's got a little bit more free time in the summer.
I just don't understand how a guy who spent the last decade having the red carpet rolled out for him at all these places, being on television, having all these guys who are getting ready for the NFL love what he's doing, and now he's going to go into some 17-year-old's living room and tell him why he needs to choose his school because of uniforms, God knows what. I don't think John Gruden
that's what
wants
I've been saying all along. That's
yeah,
what I've
I agree
been
with you
all very long.
Kevin, I agree with you, man. I appreciate your time. Find him on Twitter, Kevin on CFB. One of the finest you're going to find. NBC's College Football Talks, Kevin McGuire. Kevin, all the best to you, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on. It's good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.